What's up, everybody? I guess we're still, Elena, are we still Pints with Pat? We're going to switch that, right? So yeah, we're switching the name because I used to drink a lot of beers on this show. We used to try a different beer every time, and then we switched to wine for a while, and now I don't do that anymore. I talk about meditating and woo-woo stuff, so I think we got to kind of change up the name a little bit. Cool, so quick update on everything happening with flight, continuing to move forward, but the DBPR in the state of Florida is the main holdup now, so just getting that licensing in order, that's one thing we didn't account for when we were doing our timelines and starts and talking to vendors and stuff. We didn't think it would take this long to get licensed. So we should be wrapping this up definitely by at least the end of September. So I've recalibrated kind of expectations and start timelines, which has been good. You know, we just finished up our Vivid Vision, which I talk about, and our Vivid Vision starts October 1st, 2023. So the vision goes 3 years. So it's a 12-page document describing exactly where we'll be October 1, 2026. So it's okay. We delayed probably two months because of this licensing and insurance stuff. But, you know, I still think we're moving relatively quickly as a brand new home builder. So it's been exciting. We just had another production meeting of actually putting superintendents' names to upcoming builds and addresses. We have 15 permitted, ready to go. They just need to be transferred to us. And then we have another pipeline of 45 or so beyond that. So we will start 6 houses in October. Pour 6 foundations, and then throughout the rest of the year, Q4 in general, the minimum is 12. We're going to see how the holidays go and how those first few go. The minimum is 12, but we could have as many as 20 projects going by the end of Q4 2023. I made it really clear to everyone that the most important thing when starting these first few houses is making sure our systems are right? Making sure we're invoicing effectively, making sure Sage hooks up with Builder Tech and everything's talking to each other. And Dylan and Ben are actively using Builder Tech and the processes within it and building them out in order to do these houses. So the way we have it set up is Ben and Dylan are going to be supering houses and Sarah is going to kind of be behind them. Sarah and Matt and myself working in Builder Tech, taking feedback from them, tweaking the systems. It's way more important to get those processes right in the beginning than it is to do some vanity numbers and be like, I'm going to start 40 by the end of the year. If we get our foundation right, then kind of the sky's the limit. It's plug and play. It's never plug and play with infill lots, of course, but it's we hire a new super on maybe January, February next year, and he or she will have all the tools they need within Sage and Builder Tech to, you know, hit the ground running with experience. We also got Gilbert starting next Monday. He's starting the 18th. He's going to, you know, kind of be an assistant superintendent in training, and he should be, you know, I don't see why he shouldn't be ready to start his own houses in January, February next year, too. So things are looking good. Hirings were able to slow down a little bit there. We have our great core team ready to go. And we kind of predict that we'll have 40 or so active projects going on before we feel real stress of needing to hire more supers. So getting ahead of that. Still actively looking for superintendents. If it was a great person, I'd bring them on right now, but the need is probably, you know, late January or late December, early January. So if anyone that listens knows anybody, someone at Dream Finders or David Weekly that's unhappy with their job and their life, please reach out. We're always looking for great people. So that's your flight update for your Pat update. I just got back from a 10-day trip to Alaska, which was awesome, but 10 days is a long time to be away from the wife, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, and six-month-old. So I don't know that I'd do that much time up there again, but it's my second time to Alaska. We went 4 years ago with kind of the same group, and it is just so incredibly beautiful up there. Summers in Alaska, we did all the fishing stuff up there. We fly fished the Kenai River twice. We salmon fished in the Kenai in boats. We did a deep sea fishing trip for halibut, lingcod, rockfish, yellow eye, and what else did we catch out there? I guess that's pretty much it, but it was awesome. We took a boat out of Homer, Alaska, and went over to not Kodiak Island, but the island south of Kodiak, so pretty much like that area where Kodiak Island is. And we fished offshore for a while, and then we went into this bay and slept on the boat, woke up in the morning and fished some more. And the coolest thing for me is I just love looking at the trees and the mountains and everything up there. It's so incredibly beautiful, the rivers and everything. So great trip, glad to be home. Obviously we didn't have great service up there, but you know, the wheels stayed on here. Everyone did a great job. The other thing I did on the Alaska trip was, obviously it's long flights up there, and I reread the end of Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza, which I talked about, I think, last year on the podcast. But that was one of my top books of 2022 that I read. I recommended it to a lot of people, sent it to a bunch of people. You know, it's one of those books where if I read it 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been ready to read it. I would have been way too bored. I would have thrown it in the trash, said all this stuff is stupid, it's woo-woo, magical bullshit. But having gone through life the way I have in the past, you know, 8-10 years, a ton of things have changed for me. And it's a lot of it is because I've done this stuff subconsciously. I talk about it a lot, you know, when I speak to groups of people about, you know, having these goal setting and having this mindset of goal setting and not becoming on a doom loop of looking in your past. The meditation we did at M3 this past weekend was fantastic. And a lot of it was based on this book. And it's a really long fucking book. So I'm not going to try to, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to try to sum it up, but I will just give my interpretation of what we did in our meditation. And basically, it talks about how the reason people don't make progress in life is because they get stuck, they have their habits and they get stuck in the past, right? And the way to change your life is very uncomfortable, but you have to start there doing things differently, obviously. And what Joe Dispenza talks about is you picture yourself in that new relationship or with the wealth you want or in that new house or in that new car or a certain relationship with your kids. If you picture what you actually want and then you spend time meditating on how you would feel if you had that new relationship with your kid or you had that monthly cash flow you want or you had any of those things that you truly dreamed of, your brain does not know the difference between it actually happening in the real world and you visualizing it happening. So what Joe Dispenza says is if you can live your life as if those things have already happened, right, then your brain is going to release those chemicals into your body and feel like those things have already happened. So the universe is going to start to get aligned with ultimately where you want to go. There's another book I read, you know, back in probably, what year did I read that book? Probably 2009 is the year I graduated college. So I read it in 2009 or 2010, a book called The Secret. And I was exposed to that book because I was in these islands off Portugal, these Madeira islands. I was there on a ship, like on an oil tanker, but they're islands that like Europeans go on vacation with, and they're really nice and kind of prestigious islands to go to, but I was just a dumb kid there on an oil tanker. And I met this, like, you know, kind of like most interesting man in the world sort of guy at this bar. Just a unique dude, and obviously very successful and wealthy dude. And he told me to read The Secret. It's like, okay, man, I'll read that. So I read it. And The Secret, you know, it was one of those books where I was just like, oh, this is fucking stupid. Maybe there's something to it, but this is stupid, right? The lady's like imagining that checks are coming in the mail, and all of a sudden it starts to happen, like that sort of magic stuff. But you read Joe Dispenza's book, Becoming Supernatural, in unison with The Secret, and you start to get it, right? You see, you know, Joe Dispenza talks about the vibrational frequency of the universe. And if we can put ourselves in a mental state ahead of where we currently are in life, it's going to be painful at first because there's going to be some significant change you have to make in your actions. But step one is putting your mind there. And if you put your mind there every morning when you wake up and every night before bed, that you already have that, you know, that wealth or that lifestyle or that house or whatever it is, then ultimately the universe will guide you to get you exactly where you're meant to go, right? And the reason most people don't do that is most people are stuck in doom loops of the past, of complaining, of being victims. So I would urge everyone to read that book. He's got tons of YouTube videos and stuff too. I've seen this stuff actually work, and it's just it's a big passion of mine. You know, you can do it in your personal life. We've recently done it with flight building. That's part of what we did with the Vivid Vision. We're painting exactly what's happening in 3 years. And I can tell you, I can assure you that as much negative talk that has been talked to me outside starting a home building company during economic times like this, and you know how it's hard and you're going to have all these challenges, every single person in my office has no fucking doubt in their mind that we are going to hit every single one of those items listed out in the Vivid Vision 2026. We're already there, right? It's inevitable in our minds. It just hasn't happened yet. And that's very powerful, both in business and your personal life. So thanks for listening. I hope you got something out of that, and we will talk to you next week.